What do we got going on at worldviewreport.com tonight? A lot of new updated articles here. If you want to go to worldviewreport.com, it's not only the name of my nightly 30-minute newscast, it's also the name of a website where we put a lot of news stories that we sometimes get to, and a lot of them we never have time to mention them. There's just not enough time in the broadcast schedule, but you can certainly find them there. How about this one? Demographic experts warn that the world should fear population collapse and not overpopulation. A Stanford economist cautions that low fertility rates could lead to an empty planet in which incomes stagnate and the population vanishes. Well, that's fascinating, isn't it, folks? Because we've been told forever to look out for what? Overpopulation. Well, the very same website has a new article. New film argues that the World Health Organization engaged in population control experiment. Wait a minute. Is it possible that the globalist elite have been wrong? Oh, they're never wrong, are they? Yes, they're wrong all the time. And now they've been pushing population control under the guise of a vaccination program, which now really puts us at the point of fear of population collapse. Huh. Well, wait a minute. Population control is causing low fertility rates. Is that what it is? The vaccines? How many broadcasts have we done about the vaccines and infertility? Well, watch this little clip because, by the way, I believe it is Children's Health Defense. They've collaborated with British filmmaker and activist Dr. Andy Wakefield and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to deliver a new film that sets out to prove that the World Health Organization engaged in a population control experiment carried out under the guise of vaccination programs and resulted in the sterilization of women in Africa. Yep. Exactly what we reported to you in early 2020 and a whole TV series I did on eugenics and Bill Gates and his vaccines and the kids it killed and the many that it made infertile. Listen to this.
Humans across the globe are becoming increasingly less fertile. The worldwide fertility rate dropped by nearly 60%.
What's happening here?
Infertility is one of the major problems in gynecology in Africa.
Currently, we have a tetanus campaign. We are targeting girls, basically the childbearing age.
The Catholic Doctors Association was able to collect samples during the vaccination exercise.
They did not expect that these samples would actually be tested. Somebody actually had something big to hide.
The lab that they purported to have tested the vaccine has actually confirmed to me that no such a thing ever happened.
No laboratory ever tested the vaccine.
That is not correct.
Which leads us to a disturbing turn of events.
If you do not stop World Health Organization, when they are through with Africa, they're coming for you.
I am not saying that if you take these vaccines, it will cause infertility, but I will say that none of the manufacturers should give you any assurances whatsoever that it won't.
June 10th. Well, that is today. I'll have to go look for that. I think they were bleeping out the word vaccine there, don't you, Logan, so they could get it out on a bunch of the platforms and not have their algorithms pick up the word. Bet you that's what they were doing. I guess that's why. Look at this one. This here, the government's injecting women with a vaccine that sterilizes. Let's see what this one says. Well, that's 13 minutes. We won't get into that. That's too long. Let's go back. But that's interesting, isn't it? Let's go back to worldviewreport.com. Here we go. America plunging into third world status as police run out of fuel and say they won't respond to 911 calls because of gas prices. This is over at our buddy Mike Adams' website, Natural News. I found that today. Listen to this report.
Prices are so high, the Isabella County Sheriff's Office here says they've actually blown through their fuel budget already, so they will respond to some non-emergency calls by phone and try to resolve those issues by phone. Now, the national average for a gallon of gas hovering at just under $5 at $4.97 a gallon right now. Here in Michigan, gas prices have set a record high for 7 consecutive days, and according to AAA, many might be trying to stretch out whatever gas they have. The company says an April, they responded to more than 50,000 out-of-gas calls. That's a 32% increase from the same period last year. Now, the sheriff here says it will likely be several months before a new fuel budget is passed.
Gas prices are So they're going to stop some of the 911 calls and try to negotiate everything over the phone. This is ridiculous. My friends, these towns and cities running out of budget for fuel. Well, I've harped on it for decades. If they weren't spending so much darn money on parks, and I love parks, but there's a place for government, and it's not for developing parks and $100 million high schools. And if they'd actually kept their budgets low, got their debt paid down, they'd have more than enough money to come in and handle the price of fuel, because they'd be flush with money because their cost would be so low because their government was only concentrating like a laser on what was the actual purpose of government. So again, we're in the position we're in at the local, state, and federal level is because we largely, not in all cases, but largely, we have idiots in local office, state, and federal. You meet these people. There are some good ones, but you and I both know the percentage of the good ones is small. It's small. Most of these people are absolutely complete idiots. Their marriages are a mess. Their personal finances are a mess. Their personal businesses are a mess. I mean, these are just clowns that get elected. And I'm not so sure it's elected. I think many of them are selected. When we put up the good people to run, how shocking is it that so many of them with incredible resumes don't win? And for years, I kept thinking to myself, how is that? That guy was so popular in the area. He had good turnout. He had the right endorsements. He's got an incredible resume. Are the voters so stupid as to not hire a guy like that, who clearly is not interested in politics, but is frankly fed up and mad as you know what, and just wants to fix the problem? But they wouldn't win. Well, it turns out now maybe the issue hasn't been they weren't elected, they weren't selected. And so we end up with people that run for government, part of the good old boy club, who use government for themselves, who use government for one of two reasons: to enrich themselves or their special interests, or to be a philanthropic enterprise. Well, that's exactly what Frederick Bastiat in his classic book, The Law, said was done, that politicians plunder, and they plunder for themselves or their special interests, or they plunder for what they think are philanthropic purposes, neither of which are the purpose of government. Government, again, is simply individuals coming together collectively to defend individual rights. And if the government only did what was actually the definition of government, reward the righteous and punish the wicked and make a stable and just society, so the other sphere created by God, family, and church government could do their job, these towns would have plenty of money, even if gas doubled, to pay for fuel. But again, how stupid and short-sighted are they that they didn't see this coming 20 years ago? This audience knows, because many of them have been watching me 20 years. They've read many of my 14 books that I've been saying since my second book in 95. This was going to happen. Prepare now. Get out of debt. Diversify. Get two or three streams of income if you have to. Do whatever you've got to do. You have a few years to prepare. And sure enough, many of you have. Many of you watching tonight, your house is paid off. Your car is paid off. You are in a good position because you have spent years preparing for what is upon us now. Now, tell me why our elected officials couldn't do the same. Largely because we elect absolute Romans 1 fools to office. Vain, useless, and futile in their thinking. Romans 1 fools. Washington Commanders fines the defensive coach Del Rio, okay, $100,000 for calling January 6th Capitol riot a dust-up, compared to George Floyd riots. Why does anyone even follow these sports teams anymore? Between their pushing the LGBTQ thing, taking a knee, and fining people, I mean, why do I don't follow sports. But why is anyone following this and watching this anymore? This is just ridiculous. The man can't have his own opinion. I mean, I haven't even watched this. What's he saying here?
Said, oh, if they are and they want to talk about it, I'd talk about it with anybody. Yeah, no problem. At any time. But they're not. I'm just expecting.
Okay, I got to restart it. He only got part of it. Logan, here you go.
Why is it not important to you, like, if your players are concerned by what you'd said?
Oh, if they are and they want to talk about it, I'd talk about it with anybody. Yeah, no problem. At any time. But they're not. I'm just expressing myself. And I think we all, as Americans, have the right to express ourselves, especially if you're being respectful. I'm being respectful. I just asked a simple question. Really, let's get right down to it. What did I ask? A simple question. Why are we not looking into those things? If we're going to talk about it, Why are we not looking into those things? Because it's kind of hard for me to say I can realistically look at it. I see the images on TV. People's livelihoods are being destroyed. Businesses are being burned down. No problem. And then we have a dust up at the Capitol. Well, there's nothing burned down. And we're not going to talk about, we're going to make that a major deal. I just think it kind of two standards. And if we apply the same standard and we're going to be reasonable with each other, let's have a discussion. That's all it was. Let's have a discussion. We're Americans. Let's talk it through. I'm for us, you know, having a great opportunity to have a fulfilled life. Like I said, every which way I can, when I'm here, it's about love and respect. I love my guys. I respect my guys. But I also love the fact that I'm an American, and that means I'm free to express myself.
Yeah, he is, until they decide they don't like what he says, and then they fine him reportedly $100,000. You got to be kidding me. Oh, this is the team that's formerly the Redskins. Well, no wonder I didn't know what that team was. I was thinking, what the heck is the Commanders? Oh, it's the politically correct morons. Sometimes it's hard being a Christian who doesn't want to swear, because I could just swear up a storm at some of these people. This is the absolute yellow-belly cowards that changed the name from Redskins to the Commanders. No wonder I didn't know who that team was. The guy, he's true. We know for a matter of fact that we have video of all of these folks that were involved in burning and looting and rioting, and we have it from an FBI asset that came on here with me and Terry Turchi, the former assistant deputy director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI. And the FBI told that asset, destroy your videos. We don't care about all that. Now go find some white supremacists in the Patriot group. That's what he's saying. They don't want to do anything about all the people they have on video burning and looting and tearing down towns and burning cop cars and squad cars. Do you see them using facial recognition to find the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of those folks from the summer of 2020? No. And now this guy expresses himself and he gets fined. Well, what a joke. Here, what else we got here? Amid border surge, Biden administration plans to send migrants to cities deeper inside U.S., starting with L.A. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer town. The politically correct woke folks are about to get an eye-opening. They should shut their mouths and not complain. Their movies and everything laid the foundation for this. Jimmy Kimmel's in L.A. there. Put a few in his neighborhood. Inflation rose 8.6% in May, highest level. That's not even right. I doubt that number is even accurate. I'm telling you, the numbers are way higher than they're telling you. And we've been telling you why they're higher for a long time. By the way, if you are concerned about the inflation rate and where things are going, again, I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion. I was telling people back in 1995 with my second book to invest in gold and silver. I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion. And my opinion is they should be investing in gold and silver. I started saying it in my second book in 95, nonstop. Again, in 93, I bought in for the first time as a kid in my 20s, and I was buying in at $300 an ounce. It's now at approaching 2,000 an ounce, and I think it's headed to 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 an ounce or higher if we end up with hyperinflation. But it's not about making money. It's about trying to preserve some of your money. And if you put 5% of your cash holdings in precious metals, you should pray that it doesn't do well, because that means the other 95% of your investments, unless you're into other hard assets, are doing terrible. But if you are looking for a hedge against inflation, I'm going to give you a phone number. You want to get a pen and paper. Or you can text and get a free packet of information on silver and gold, how to put your IRA into gold and silver, and what is numismatic. Numismatic is 1933 and older, minted in 1933 and older. And by law, that's private. So you can actually have some assets off the radar. It's legal. And you don't even have to call Wes. You could just simply text him. Say, hey, I want the free packet of information. 602-558-8585. Just text Wes. Say, Wes, I want that free packet of information. No obligation. Free packet of information. Brandon mentioned. 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. By the way, you say, well, it's too late to get on board. Well, again, I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion. My opinion is it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. They're printing it on money, or printing the paper, buying the gold and precious metals on paper, and then they dump it on the market to push the price down, and then a lot of the central banks rush in and buy more. So, yeah, it's going to go up and down. If you don't have a stomach for it, then you shouldn't do it. But it's not about making money. What it's about is preserving your purchasing power. And I think I've told you the story of my friend Melissa Tate, whose mom was in Zimbabwe when this went on a few years ago. And her $200,000 in retirement ended up having the purchasing power of a bag of groceries, okay? So, again, this is just a way to have a hedge against inflation, and you can look at it this way as well. When you go with the numismatic, which is 1933 and older, you pay the spot price for whatever the gold is, but you also pay a premium because it's an older and rare coin. Some would refer to it as a collectible. And there's a rating system on those older coins that rate their condition, like MS61, MS62, MS63, I think it goes up to 70. You get too high up that MS63 rating and you're into fine art, which I personally wouldn't be interested in. But if you got some rare coins, numismatic coins are around the MS61, MS62, MS63 range, you are not only going to pay for the price of the coin based on the spot price of the gold or silver, depending on Morgan dollars, antique, you're going to pay the premium. But now you have the ability to make money two ways, not only on the spot price going up, but on the premium price going up. So when I took my portfolio a few years ago and I had Wes Peters, I said, hey, Wes, how are these coins doing? Some of these coins I've had for so long. Well, here is what you paid for it, and here's what they are now. Well, the price on the older ones went up way more than the spot price on the bullion gold, freshly minted gold, because you were making money on the spot price of the gold, but the premium of it being a rare coin. And as more people wanted that rare coin for the point of privacy, the more the premium on it went up, because there isn't enough to fill the supply of people wanting it, and they want it largely for the privacy, because anything 1933 and older, you don't have, it's private. So as more people are tuning in to what's happening, and they say, yeah, I want to have some bullion and I want some numismatic, and they buy a portfolio of both, well, your numismatic is going to become more and more and more rare, because you're talking about the same coins that have to keep circulating. And a lot of people, they don't circulate them. They buy them and they hold them. And that means they're out of the market now. And the pool keeps getting smaller and smaller unless people are taking those old coins, which are a limited supply, because remember, FDR confiscated them all. And these are apparently are people who told him to go pound sand and kept it, which is why we have them. So as that pool of numismatic, older coins, 1933 and older, get smaller, as that pool gets smaller, because more and more people are buying them up and holding them, as more and more people are waking up and the market's becoming bigger, more customers now, that pool of numismatic gets smaller. As it gets smaller, the price on it, the rarity price, goes up. So you make money two ways, potentially. The spot price going up and the rarity of the coin, the premium you pay for it because it's rare, going up. So you have the potential to do quite well. So I say to those who think you've gotten in too late, in my opinion, no. I mean, you would have been better to have gotten in years ago, but where I think this is going, you are not going to be arguing over, oh no, I paid $1,800 an ounce. Because where I think this is going, and that's hyperinflation, gold and silver, you go look it up. Do your own due diligence. It could easily go to $3,000, $5,000 an ounce. But at that point, it's not about making money. It's about simply trying to preserve some of your life savings. So again, you've got to do your due diligence. You've got to get some homework on it. Start doing that by going to your phone and just text. You can call him and leave him a voicemail if you prefer, but text Wes Peters at Swiss America. I've been working with him for years, 15 years. You guys saw me interview Pat Boone a few weeks ago. He's been a spokesperson of them for 25 years. 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. I had a clip here I wanted to play, but maybe I can't find it now. And it was about, look at that, medium monthly rent surpasses 2,000 in the United States. See, this is inflation, folks. Gas prices hit $5 national average. rapid rise. I had a clip somewhere where the Federal Reserve chairman was admitting, yeah, we just print the paper, we print the digits. I can't find it, but if I did, I was going to play it tonight. Now I can't remember which news article had it. But anyway, yeah, he just admitted, yeah, we just print paper and we print digits. Yeah, that's what we do. Well, yeah, that's exactly, that's called inflation. That's why we're in the mess we're in, among other things.